It has been 1 year since the UK first went into lockdown.
The time has now come for us all to do more. From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
Today is a national day of reflection for those who have died. More than 126,000 in the UK have died within 28 days of testing positive for COVID-19. Joe Wells, the Bishop of Dorking, says we all need both space and permission to grieve, whether over the loss of loved ones or the loss of opportunity or a loss of confidence and certainty. Prince Charles is among those supporting this day of reflection.
Whatever our faith or philosophy may be, let us take a moment together to remember those who have been lost, to give thanks for their lives, and to acknowledge the inexpressible pain of parting.
The day of reflection was suggested by the Marie Curie charity, which supports people with terminal illness. Matthew Reed is the chief executive and explains why it's so important for people to come together.
Many people haven't had a chance to say goodbye to a loved one as they'd like to, for example. They couldn't be there at the bedside, or haven't been able to attend a funeral in ways they'd like to, or to hug each other or just be with other family members.
Video calling has become more common, especially in hospitals, where people are unable to visit their loved ones in their hour of need. Paul Allen, CEO of the Royal Hospital for Neurodisability in Putney, says iPads really helped people remain in contact.
It's not just using the iPads for general contact. It's actually using the iPads in very specific and actually challenging and quite distressing circumstances. Thank goodness we have that technology to be able to use.
The crisis has prompted an outpouring of support from the community. Pete Townsend from Wimbledon is part of the 3D Crowd scheme, which came together to 3D print PPE for healthcare workers. He told us about how people came together to help.
One thing that I quite like about the initiative is that it's local people printing for their local practices. For me personally, I'm producing about 100 units a week on my two printers. They're quite fast, but others have got little kind of home hobbyists printers, so they're doing one or two a day.
There is light at the end of the tunnel. For 3 days in a row over the past week, the UK broke its record for vaccine delivery. At one point on Saturday, 27 jabs were being administered per second. The Mayor of Hammersmith and Fulham, PJ Murphy, says there has been a lot of work to get this far.
When we look at what's happening now, we look at our terrific scientists, our wonderful local test and trace colleagues and our friends in the NHS who are vaccinating so many people. Things look hopeful. Please remember, though, that none of us are safe until all of us are safe.
Infectious diseases expert Professor Beata Campman says it's amazing to see.
It is thanks to all hands on deck and the absolute preparedness of everybody to chip in here, healthcare workers, nurses, institutions, pharmacies, GPs. So it's really a national effort and it's fantastic.
At 8 p.m, we're being urged to stand outside on our doorsteps with candles, torches, or even our phone lights as a beacon of remembrance. And that's the latest. I'm Luke Williams.